This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Tribute paid to martyrs today on the Martyrs Week program in Kathmandu. Swastani Vrata Katha, a month-long ritual of fasting and recitation of Swastani script begins from today, and European Union and AstraZeneca seek to resolve vaccine supply crisis. Now the news in detail. Tribute has been paid to Martyrs Gangalal Shrestha and Dasrath Chand Ture under the Martyrs Week program by garlanding their life-size statue. At a tribute-paying program organized by Kathmandu Metropolitan City, the statue of the two martyrs were garlanded. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City had built their full-size statue at Sobha Bhagwati, where they attained martyrdom. On the occasion, Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Vidyasundar Sakhe said that the contribution of martyrs sacrificing their lives for the establishment of democracy could not be compared with anyone. Similarly, spokesperson of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Iswarman Dongul pointed out the need of changing the existing thinking to fulfill martyrs' dream. A meeting of the Council of Ministers constituted the committee on 24 January under the coordination of Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali. The Sri Swastani Vrata Katha, a popular month-long ritual of fasting and recitation of Swastani script observed by the Hindus since Paush Shukla Purnima, begins from today. The month-long festival is usually observed from the full moon day of one month to the next full moon day. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee Chairman Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, devotees also observe fasting and involved in extensive worships during the period to appease goddesses Swastani described in the Skanda Puran. The ritual associated with the Swastani Katha takes place on the bank of rivers in various Hindu shrines across the country, including the Sali Nadi situated in Sakhu, the northeast outskirt of the Kathmandu Valley. One person died and two others sustained injuries in a motorcycle accident at Kankalini Municipality 1 in Saptari District this morning. Police have informed that the deceased has been identified as Singh Kumar Mukhia of Koiladi Rural Municipality 3. A spokesperson of District Police Office Saptari, Bhuvaneswar Prasad Saha, said the body has been sent to Kosi Hospital, Biratnagar for post-mortem. A temple constructed atop a circular rock at the bank of Magdi River in Beni Municipality 2 has started attracting devotees and tourists. Devotees and tourists have started coming to see the Durga Bhagwati temple standing on top of the mammoth boulder spread over three roponies of land. Deepak Bania of Mangalaghat said that the temple built on the top of the boulder is unique. It was built in 1039 Vikram Sambat and has now become attractive after its reconstruction and a trekking route reaching the temple was constructed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The European Union and the UK-based COVID vaccine maker AstraZeneca have vowed to work together to resolve a bitter low oversupply shortages to the 27-member bloc. This comes after crisis talks with both sides described as constructive. AstraZeneca earlier said it could deliver only a fraction of the doses it promised in January-March, blaming production issues at European plants. But the EU said the firm must honor its commitments and deliver the jabs by diverting stock from the UK. The contract between the EU and AstraZeneca contains a confidentiality clause, but the EU has asked the company to release the details nevertheless. Two Australian states will reopen their borders to New South Wales after it managed to control a COVID-19 outbreak in Sydney. South Australia and Queensland will remove their travel restrictions on Sunday and Monday, respectively. It comes after New South Wales reported 11 days without a locally acquired infection. Australia has recorded more than 22,000 cases and 909 deaths since the pandemic began, far fewer than many other countries. Today marks the start of the world's largest human migration, an event which sees millions of people travel thousands of miles across China to reach home in time for the Lunar New Year. For some, it is the only time they will see their families all year and is an event not to be missed. But last year, as the virus began to gain momentum and the government introduced travel restrictions, figures from the Ministry of Transport show the number of trips fell by more than half. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Tribute paid to martyrs today under the Martyrs Week program in Kathmandu. Swastani Brata Katha, a month-long ritual of fasting and recitation of Swastani script, begins from today, and European Union and AstraZeneca seek to resolve vaccine supply crisis. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.